You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shulchan Aruch, not Barnat. See, the basic machlokes of Mechab and Rambah is there ever, you know, not Barnat. Dogim Sholo Bekair. You had dogim in hot fish, in a fleshka plate, in a fleshka pot. Dogim Sholo Bekair. So you can, so it's a machlokes if you can eat it with milk or not.
You know, some people don't eat fish with milk at all. They don't eat milk with fish. You know that? The Shulchan Aruch at one time had that provision in the Shulchan Aruch.
Well,
some people don't eat fish with milk.
Right. I couldn't find it.
They said it was a mistake. It was admittedly a mistake. But
there's a shach that brings a basiosis. The people that don't eat milk and fish, my mechut, my son-in-law, is machmir.
Cream terry.
He doesn't have bagels and lox. It's like the Jews
missing. He's missing out.
Missing out. Okay. So look at the mechaba. Show you some Rabbi Kivegas. See, not barnat. Dog of shalom b'kaira. So even though you put hot fish in a kaira, so it absorbs the time of the fleshiks. And now that it didn't come in contact with meat, came in contact with tam of flesh. Tam is absorbed in the pot. And now that tam gets absorbed in the fish, so we paskin, at least, I'll call it b'dieved, but it's complicated. We paskin, if you did it, you can eat it with milk. You can eat it with milk. It's not barnat d'heter. It has to be that when it was the second night, it was still mut. That means it was just meat. The time of meat went into the wall of the pot. From wall of the pot went into the fish.
No difference between benyana or
all benyana. If it's any benyana, then you have the head.
There's no problem. There's no time of gam. So that's not.
There's time of gam. There's no benyana. So what does it say? Dogin shnis bashlu or shnitzlu big derish of basa rechutz yafer, a clean pot. So there's no ban. So dogim shespashlo and it's now again. The mechab is mat is not by not even your cook or your tzayla. We'll soon see that Rashi. You know that I wanted to show you the toys. I think we once looked at it. We once gave a little shiur not by not, but I discovered some very interesting things. So let's do it again. It's a suya you can always. It's very nogia lalach. I get calls all the time. I cook the noodles in a flesh kabat. Can I eat it with? Can I put sour cream on it? So we have this. We have this all the time. So we'll soon see. Dogim shespashlo shenitzlo b'dei shabbos. Mechaba paskins that you cook or roast mechutzayof as long as it was clean. So you're only getting nice tam. It's no end. Mechutzayof. Shein shum shuman davuk ba. Mutal oichlam b'kutach. You can eat it with milachiks. Kutach is a milachiks. You can eat it with milachiks. Mishum davi noisin tam bar noisin tam. That teir. The heter. Then the Mechaba says, second sheet, in lo is rechutzei yafe, if it was not cleaned well, in lo is rechutzei yafe, im yesh b'mamish shapritei yafe yose mechad b'shishim b'dogim. If there's some be'en on this, it's not a clean pot, so there's some meat which is it's not bottle b'shishim. It's more than 1/60th. It's 1/60th. It's bottle. Now, it surprises me that why does he say just taste it? Why does he say echad b'shishim? And here a Jew can taste it. You don't have to worry about kfeil of a goyim. Remember we said that we rely on Jewish tasters. So why does he say need shishim? The mechaba holds even bisman azay samechan a goyek fail. But he did. So what does he say? Why can't you just taste it? See if it has the taste of the meat. So it can be less than shishim. So I didn't say that. I was surprised nobody asked that.
It's not a problem to taste if it's more than shishim.
No, we don't pasken like Rashi. You know, that's Rashi Shita that even, but more than Shishim we say there's no taste. If there's Shishim, we assume that I don't. What happens if it tastes and it's less than?
Well, why do you say it's less than Shishim? You could taste it. Why can't you taste it?
No, I'm saying less or more. Let's get 150.
I want to evaluate.
Shishim is the extreme.
We're evaluating, but no, that's
if you, the Mechaba. We study Mechaba.
No, I mean, less.
If you taste 150, if you can taste.
It's not based on 160. You can't. Ready, that's
and
the
if you can't taste it, it's Manta.
That's the borderline. But 160. Less than 160. Yeah, is, you can taste it. 160.
I don't think you're allowed to taste it.
Why are you allowed Pintle's to taste based, it if it's a problem that it's 150?
But if you can't taste it, Mimbashe no Mino is bottle if it doesn't give time.
No, that's true. But
you don't need Shishim. You only need Shishim. No, we're not communicating well. Yeah. Let me explain what I'm saying. I'm not being clear enough. I'm not. Yeah, I'm not communicating well. So let me make it clear what I'm asking. See, this is the rules. We studied already. We, you know, I should have a Shulchan Aruch. I was very, very Torah tonight. So I didn't have a minute. But
you want to show us a Pesach?
Very, very, very many.
Yes. Could you say one of the best ones you had so far?
One of the best ones, I was just thinking, because sometimes it's at Pesach night, I go over some of the more interesting shaiwas. So what was an interesting shaiwa I had? What was the interesting shaiwa? I just think today, and I'm going to say it over, one of the shaiwas, if I can remember it. I say, you know, it's very Pesach night, sometimes I say the more interesting shaiwas I had. So it's funny you asked. So what was I thinking today that I had an interesting shaiwa? Yeah. I'm focusing who it was and when I'm trying to get them to Shaila. A lot of them are Yoridea. A lot of the Shailas are Yoridea, Kashering. So, it was actually Kalim. The Shaila is, if you have a new pot, go to the Shaila. And they asked the Shaila, but it was, again, they wanted the Kashering Kalim for Pesach. So you Kasher, you put in boiling water. Now they want to use a new pot, which wasn't toiveled yet. Can you use a new pot which wasn't toiveled yet for kashering kalim? I said, you're not using to eat. Right. If you're not eating with it, it's only meichel. So if you're just kashering kalim, you don't have to toivel the pot. That's what I was thinking.
You could use any pot to toivel. To kashering, you could really use any pot.
Any
you don't
pot.
Have to take it
away. Right.
Okay,
but what do
you
mean? You
use a
chametz
pot? Right.
Yeah,
you can use
a chametz
pot, a flesh
pot,
you can
do
whatever you want.
But
so, it has to be clean.
So what was the shaila?
It has to be clean.
No, so she wanted to know if she can kashrin it. She kashrin the new pot. Uh-huh. A new pot if it wasn't toivled. They have to be toivled. So I thought that you have to be toivled because you're not cooking with it. If you have a pot and you're using it, the only thing is, if it is a pot that you're going to use for cooking. But now you're not cooking in it, so that's what I was thinking.
Well, just a question. These electronic urns, you know, they have it's a whole electronic keep mishagas on top, you know, it's like a digital readout and the whole thing's it's metal. Do you have to toivel it?
Toivel it.
Yeah, to be.
You have to throw it in the garbage. I'm not
toivel. I base myself. I'm not toivel on electric things. I don't think you have to be toivel.
Even if it's
a
metal.
Brush.
Even if it's metal.
Mechuba lekarka.
It's what?
Famous Svara. Moshe doesn't hold it.
Plug into
the Mechuba Lekarka?
Yeah. That's what you can only use it when it's attached, when you plug it in.
So how about if it's battery?
Okay, so then it's different.
But he holds the Mechuba Lekarka because it's plugged in?
Yeah, that's what one place it said. And also, I hold if it's going to break, if you toivel it, you can't be moving to toivel it.
I bought one of these electronic things, and Red Brown said to me, maybe good to call Mark Solomon, and I'll take it apart for you. I said, Reggie. He said, "Of course, me more Mark Solomon. Take it apart, and put it back together again. Then I might as well."
And it won't work if he doesn't.
So I said to
Mark Solomon, "Next."
So I said to him, "I was in my office." So I said to him, "I give it to my guy, and I'll borrow from him." He says, "Yeah, you could, but I don't like that." He says, "Yeah, it works, but I don't like that." He says, uh-huh. So what I ended up doing is I toggled it, and for about a month it didn't work. After a month, I plugged it in.
Put it in rice.
No, it was the Chisa Mason. For 1 month,
it's right off.
Many people told me they would toivel these electric lights.
You're lucky you didn't burn your house down.
I told it. I toiveled it before.
The urns are typically not a problem. The regular, what's the, whatever they are, urns. regular metal.
Or West Bend. No, no.
West Bend.
No, but this one of these Japanese ones where they have, you know, the
Yeah, ones that's fancy.
The fancy ones.
The simple ones.
The standard ones with the plug. Yeah.
My Mini's Zappy Tub Electric.
Not a problem to tub it?
Not a problem to tub. Not a problem. It never breaks.
Oh, you just leave it on 24
hours. You have to leave it a few days. It's better to leave longer, right? You leave it. If you use it before it dries out.
Plain old-fashioned urns are usually not.
Who did I just... I just saw one of the... Somebody served somebody a cup of coffee. Was it? And he says, I could tell you weren't entitled to this.
He
served them a cup of coffee in a cup.
What kind of cup?
Coffee, a China cup.
So maybe you don't have to be entitled.
But he said, I feel you didn't entitled it. And he was correct. What's one of the...
You think he has
Ruach HaKodesh? Just a lucky guess.
Yeah, right. No, because he knows from his
friend. He knows the guy.
Right. So a lot of people...
A real rabbi. A lot of people don't title China, you know, right?
It was glass.
Oh, it's glass.
Well, no, because China has done a
good China. Yes, that's the
shine. Oh, that's covered. That's why you don't make a bracha, right?
Well, glass, you do make a bracha.
No, but on these China with the glazed...
Because it's glass, you don't make a bracha.
Glass, you do. Everyone makes the mistake, I think. Glass, you do make it. It's actually the Rabbanim, it's not the Daraisa. Glass, you make a bracha. But people think it's because China, it's glazed.
It's glazed.
So there are three sheets. So you talk about bracha, talk about out of bracha, you're not talking. So Kedarki, I always go by the lenient sheet, but okay. Anyway, so Mechabe says, so I was saying like this, look. By Mimishay no Mino, what is a shishim? It's bottle b'shishim. Because in the shishim, there's no time. Now, let's say you taste it. You have a taster. You don't need shishim. If we learned, I don't have the Shulchan Aruch, I only have these babies.
But you're talking about a kosher taster.
Here you can have a Jewish taster. Wow. These are just meat. You see if the fish is taste of meat.
Oh, yeah.
So you see if there's any taste of meat. So you don't need, any Jew can taste it. So why does he say you need shishim? You need shishim? Mm-hmm. Just taste it. He says, "Yesh v'mamish is mamish up in hektar yosim me'ach me'shishim b'dagim also lechlum b'kvata." It's also.
The reason why probably is because most people are not pekim enough to discern the taste. Let's say a kefela, you don't discern it.
We don't say that though. The Mechabit says you taste it. The Mechabit says if you took a kazayis, a bus and a milk kapat, so you taste it. You see if it has if it has the taste, if there's not shishim,
you hold the average person's capable of tasting meat?
I don't know, hold the poiskim. No poiskim worry about the average. We would discuss that in the shiros. By koi, we asked, by goyim, you need a kfeila. Yeah. Was it right, man? You like that, right? See, by yidin, you don't need a kfeila. By yidin, you don't need a kfeila. Why? By goyim, you need a kfeila. By yidin, you don't need a kfeila. So, push it the reason.
Because you can't taste it, nobody can taste it.
Pasha, the reason is, so why by going do you need kvela? Because you need the time of, because not maram nusen. Because you need the professional. You need a kvela if you hold kvela is only nema, the two time, that's the maram nusen.
No.
So you need a kvela, that's the maram nusen. No. But let's say you hold this masich vituma. So why does he have to be a kvela? So we discussed this, man. We went through these
things. My point is this.
If you hold Masir Litum, so why do you need a kvela?
Could taste it, but a normal person can't taste it. What do we worry about taste? If people can't taste it, only a kvela could taste it. So a kvela can eat it.
Somebody asked me, if I'm makbid on Pesach, not to have yayin mevushal. Some people are makbid, Rabbi Kais, not to have yayin
mevushal. To not mevushal.
Right.
To not mevushal.
Not have yayin mevushal. So I said, I'm not makbid. The reason is, because when they... The problem with cooking is it makes the wine, it deteriorates the taste of it.
But today's day...
I said, nobody in the world, except maybe the main taster for Herzog, for...
The connoisseur, the connoisseur.
Maybe one in five in the generation. Right. Plus not so nobody can tell the difference. I said, what's the difference?
Plus, Moshe's Mavushal is much lower.
Yeah, so they do it a special way.
Flash pasteurization where it's very quick.
So it doesn't ruin the taste.
Doesn't ruin the taste.
Now, maybe, Ulai, there's one expert in America, like five, the big experts. But I don't believe anybody.
So that's the argument I was just mentioning.
So you're saying about, but Lemaisa, you don't find anything in Puskin. You're saying, well, people can't tell you. They don't say that svar. Well, by a yid, you rely on the yid tasting and he doesn't give time.
No, I'm saying, if people can't tell, then there's no problem.
Most people can't tell. I'm telling you.
Can or can't?
If you, everyone is, all these may be in them on connoisseurs on certain things, whether it's scotch, whether it's bourbon.
Yeah,
they're out of his mind.
The ones who have the Mavine and would think they know the difference between $60.
If you do a blind taste, you know, they had, I have to say something. I was reading the New York Times, they had a thing on vodka. So they had expensive vodkas and cheap vodkas. The New York Times had the cheap vodka won. They had a blind taste test.
Double blind.
They had Stolichnaya's, they had Smirnoff's, they had all the crazy Shadassim. The cheap vodka won.
It's all money. It's all money.
It's not even money. It's in the head.
It's all merchandising.
Trust me also. If you put a blindfold on, I don't know if you could tell the difference between turkey and chicken. I'm telling you, ad kadei kach. When you're eating it, you know the difference.
But
if
you want,
you need your nose.
No, your eyes. If you're blindfolded, you won't tell the difference.
Even with smelling,
you won't know the difference. Yeah. By looking at you, but if he's blind tossed, trust me.
Okay,
your taste buds are not saying.
Let's talk a lot. Yeah. Okay. You come here. Yeah.
More interesting.
So the Mechaber says, as I had a little horror, I was looking if anybody would ask.
That's a very good question.
The Mechaber says, I have a shtickle answer. I think I may have an answer. He says, the Mamish. So if it's more than 1/6, if the mamash, it's not a clean pan. Yeah. So the little fleshik's on the pan. So that's bad. So there's no heter. So you don't have nat bar nat. You're getting be'en of meat in the.
But you do have bittle.
Because no, so if you have bittle, so it doesn't matter.
Also no problem. Right.
Shishim, but if there's more than shishim.
The question is, you don't have bittle.
So yotzim echad b'shishim. It's 1/50. So then it's Aser, Aser
B'Kutach.
So who cares if it's a 50th? Yes. So taste it. The answer is, I'll tell you why you can't taste it. Because anyway, there's taste from the pot. See, there's two tastes going here. There's taste from the end, and there's taste from the pot.
Uh-huh.
So we want to know if the be'en
is being pulled.
Is the be'en is
which has been pulled?
Only the be'en can aser, but all the meat in the walls of the pot can aser.
But if you have no taste,
so you're not going to have.
Certainly,
but yeah, I know. The reason why I didn't suggest tasting is because it's not going to work.
It would work
if it doesn't have any taste. It would.
Of course, right. But the Gemara didn't think of saying to taste it because, of course, you're going to taste it. Because of all the meat coming out of the tom of the pot.
Right.
Okay, beitza. I said beis. The egg was cooked in mayim bigdeira cholevs in a milchaka pot. An egg cooked with water. Bigdeira cholevs. Mutter l'seisa sabatochas and a goylis. You can put it in your
chicken soup.
It doesn't say you can do lechatchila. Cook the egg to do it, but once you cooked your egg, like Togum Shalom Bekaira, so Beitz and Shabbat Mayim Bekdeira, Chlevis, says it's a Psocha Tengolis, the Lechatchila, and the Spashtu Bekdeira in Basar, then don't even think about it. Because it's not getting taste from the walls of the pot, it's getting Be'en, the Spashtu Bekdeira in Basar, the Afilu Beklifa, so you say, well, you have the shell, so the time is not going to go, Asalachon Bekutach, because it goes. The Paiskim say that shell has holes. It goes right in. It's not tough.
It's porous.
See, it's porous, so you can get the meat right into the exits. Okay. I feel the klipa aslach. The Yesh Machmir. This is Rashi Shita. Rivan quotes from Rashi. Even though Rashi Mechulin is Mashma Fakir. Rashi Mechulin is Mashma. It's also Mutter. The Yesh Machmirim Mitzliya Ubisho. Lesser not bar not. There's Yesh Machmirim to Asa Mitzliya Ubisho. Lesser not bar not. No, Sinta Rashi Shita. It's only mut dogum sha'olu b'kayre. Because you didn't cook it or roast it. It's just cham. But if your mamish cooked it, so we'll see in the grill, we'll see the different svaras. And the rayas, יש רק מציל, לכן לא סתם בנו סתם. והמנוג...
This is my chemist, like a killer, or also...
Even בדיעבד, less of בדיעבד. These machmim at Rashi, according to Rivan, asks בדיעבד, there's no heter of no sintam. No sintam if you cook it or roast it. והמנוג. Now the minog is less of לכתחילה. Less of לכתחילה means that if you cooked it, you shouldn't eat it with melechiks, with kutach. Uvidiyevid, what does vidiyevid mean? See, vidiyevid means it's something else. It means you're ready, right? You got, yeah, you cooked it.
That's a real vidiyevid.
A real vidiyevid. This means a real vidiyevid. You put it in the kutach. You already mixed it in.
It was already mixed in, and you realize.
You have in mutter b'chol inyan, even cooking and roasting. The mashal, the shach and sifkat and dal, quotes the mashal, who makes a chiluk between cooking and roasting. He says roasting is also b'tzli midina b'di'evet. But cooking is mekel. Why are they more mekel by cooking? Because cooking, you have three knots. Goes from the pot to the water, and the water to the stuff in the food inside.
It's supposed to
roast.
There's three mediums.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Now...
But that's really the most common cases, probably, that where you took the wrong pot, and you put the wrong, you cooked it, and then you want to eat it with something else. So what is that look in that case?
Which case? I'm sorry.
The most common cases where you
cook noodles and flesh kebab.
Yeah, you cook it.
And so I pass it. So I pass. You shouldn't do this, especially it's almost always not ainu bayyom.
Yeah, it's usually not. Yes,
it's you ainu bayyom. It's certainly mutter b'di'evit.
Right.
But the shaila is lechatchila. Are you matter? This is the big shaila. You matter not bar not. I ain't a bernyoma, even lechatchil. Not lechatchil, to do it. See, the two stages lechatchil. Means if you did it, lechatchil, to eat it with, to make a cheese.
Right. I understand that. Lechatchil, to eat it with the other thing.
Right. Yeah. So he says, look what he says, Rama. Avalitna m'klisha lehem. Avalitna m'klisha lehem. Is mutter lechatchil. So he's saying, if you cooked in a flesh kapat, you can pour it in the milch kapat, even lechatchila. Of a litna beklishla and mutta lechatchila. The Shach argues with this. He says, why? We paskin iroi. If you pour it in, it's iroi. Says, he mean to put it in or to pour it in? So the Ramah's mashma, if you cooked it in a flesh kapat, and you want to pour it into a milch kapat, it's mutta lechatchila. And as it's only us to eat it with milchiks, but to pour it in the milch of kapat is matter. So the Shach says it's different between a kli and food. You know, if it's just going into a kli,
much less strong.
Right. So a little bit kli shlem, so mutter lechatchil. Then he says, v'cheinim lo nispashal nitzotchila, arak olu b'kli shal basar. Okay, so then this is the case of the Gemara. Im lo nispashal nitzotchila. The tchila was never cooked or roasted. Rak alo, just in a flesh shika klisha baser, muta la'achlan im chalav atzma, muta la'achlan mikotach. This is the Gemara. This lechara open in the Gemara. Muta la'achlan chalav atzma, v'chein la'epech. It's milchik se fleshiks. V'chein im hoya klisha special nitzubal lifkam. If the kli there was nishbal nitzubal lifkam, shoben yomo nogim eter, nogim eter. And it's Eidol Ben Yoimai, so the Noagim Heter.
That's also B'di'evah we're talking about? Also B'di'evah.
So that's a Shaz. It's Noagim Bo Heter. Does it mean Lechatchila?
Right, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What is that?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I think it means even Lechatchila.
Yeah?
If it's a nice and dab of God.
Even Lechatchila?
Yeah. No gibbo heter, is that only b'di'evit or even lechatchila? I think lechatchila. I think so.
Can I quote you?
You know, quote me? You tell them to call me up, then I'll make sure.
Yeah. Ask it. Okay.
Now look at this. I want to live with you at Taz. Before we, there's a very interesting, the Mishpat says, Prima Garden, page 4, has all the interesting shilas. So just a few things. We'll look at the shilas of the Prima Garden. Prima Garden has its chakiris. Some very important mechakiris and not banat. Maybe before we see that, let's see the Gra. Turn back to the first page and look at the Gra. He sets up the whole sugya. Dagish is bashlo. The Gra now is aleph. It's kedai to study because that's the aside of the sugya. Kein das aran v'rambam u'shar poiskim. That cooking, roasting, not banat is mutter. It doesn't matter. Not only alu. Alu is lav dafka. Rambam. All the Rishonim. Vafuke das rivan b'shein Rashi. The Rivan quotes Rashi. Shekasu b'taisus. Taisus brings it over there in Kufir Aleph. The heavy raya. So there's the raya. Mitznon shechotchu b'sakin. If you cut a radish. Shechotchu b'sakin fleshka knife. Even afagav the not bar not is mutter. Even though not bar not is mutter. But the sharpness of the tznon makes it tam. P'yosheni sheberashi. The mechalek davar churfi, because of the sharpness of the tznon, balat fei mitagim haroschim. In other words, it absorbs more, because the tznon is sharp, it absorbs more than hot fish. V'zeu ba'olo, so the Gra says. V'zeu ba'olo, v'nespashlu logar mitznon. This is common sense. If you cook it, it's going to give enough time as the sharpness of the tznon. So this is like the quote to Rashi's second shot. Because of Atosis brings this raya. See, one shot Rashi learns it's not because of the sharpness of the tznon. It's because there's ba'en on a knife. So then there's no raya to this yisod, to this Rashi. This is the third sheet. They make the compromise of cooking and roasting. Like I mentioned, the Ravatam is pashit b'mayim, v'sheikem b'nitzel, go straight into the
Michael.
Yeah, without going through water. V'raimi ma'ashe kosev, and tashim es ha'tanur. It says you can't tash the tanur with meat. It's not barnat. You can't touch a tanur with meat. Because it's going to make the bread fleshiks. It's not barnat. So you see that by tzli, by fear, but there's no water, you don't rely on not barnat. From this gemara, being touched him as a tanner. That you can't rub a tanner, so he's assuming that it's getting absorbed, it's only time. Tosis dochurizos kamkin, tani ushinneskanechia, there's some ban. The same, just like the answer with the fleshika knife. It's yevshul takhachia, the uban. Vizer shakosav, Shachanarach, Rechutzi Yafa, Shein Rechutzi. Okay, this is a shach at the beginning. When it says Rechutzi Yafa, you assume, Fushyadu Shein Rechutzi. You assume it's Rechutzi. See, certain things you assume they're clean. A pot, you assume it's clean.
Right. But the tanner, you can't get it clean?
You can't get it clean. A knife, you can't get it
clean. By nature?
Either you can't get it or it's.
Some people don't do it.
Okay, so let's see the Prima Gadim. Now let's turn to the fourth sheet, and we'll see the Prima Gadim Shilas. Prima Gadim always has chakiris, it's very interesting chakiris and not barna. Rishonim, Prima Gadim Mishpitzoy Zohar, top of the right hand column. Biminyan not barnat, we see lachka kama chakiris biktzah. Rishonim, idafka tam echad bekli v'tam echad ba'oichal huklash. What about a food to a food? Is not barnat only mutam when the first time is in a kli and then went to a pot? What happens if the first time went into food? Tam echad bekli, tam beis ba'oichel, huklash tam b'mishari. Hatam echad gam kein ba'oichel lomani. If the first tam is only absorbed in food, there's no etav not by not. Af elef tamim kimam b'shavi. Odilma mikom akom shari. Here a chakira. The case of not by not in the Gemara is it's in the walls of a pot.
Walls of pots.
But let's say the tam went into a food, and that tam went into another food. Maybe there's no etav not by not. He's not sure. Prima God. That's a very basic question. It's not by not only mutter, because once it goes into walls of a kli, it's very weak.
It's weak, it's kovrish.
It doesn't really absorb a lot.
Yeah, mashen can food. It's more, it's softer.
Today's mesubah. Prima Gadim is a shayla. Wow, this is just like nachma.
How can we not think about that?
That's
not the Prima Gadim.
You cook fish with meat? Is that, what is the story there? Right. In any case.
It's soft. It's
soft. If you cook meat, well, that by not means you cook fish with meat.
Yeah,
that would be the same as ban.
No. Now the fish. So now the fish has time.
Then he takes it out.
No. And now he cooks the fish.
The fish with
vegetables.
Right.
Now he cooks the fish with potatoes. Right. That'll take out the meat.
The fish that's is more fish, the fish is more absorbable than the walls of a cave.
So now you'll cook the fish.
With potatoes.
Or with yetta, not by not.
With lakshan or
there's
something.
There's not of meat in the fish. Instead of going to the walls of a pot, it went into the fish.
Which is much more absorbable, obviously.
So he's mesupik. He's a yetta, not by not, with food. Mm-hmm. Next shayla. Vod yeshtachar.
Was that case? I don't have the question. From the case where it was still be'en, you know, like you said, shamnunis be'en. And then you cook it, and so we say, you don't say not banat there. It has to be bal b'shishim. In this case, you're telling me it's food with other food, and then he wants to put it with third food. Well, how is that different from the case of shamnunis?
I know what you're, I know what you're asking, but we said, what do we say?
It needs to be bal b'shishim.
We're doing a b'lias, we're not doing a shamnunis. We're doing a b'lias.
No, but
for
gave two cases.
Into,
one, he said, if it's a clean pot,
you say not for
if there's ban. If there's ban.
If it's not a clean pot.
Oh, that's what he wants to know.
Not a
we
clean
said
pot,
not a clean pot. There's no heter.
There's no heter. How is that different from this case?
No, because he means it's not a clean pot. So they have fish absorbed with meat, right. So you can't eat that. Put that fish in milchik. You can't put that fish in milchik.
And now what's your case now?
Now you want to cook that fish with potatoes. That's all you're doing. But we learned, we learned earlier. Yeah. If you cook meat and fish, that fish is flesh. It's one pot. So you can't put it. You can't put that fish in a casserole. The milk of the casserole. We want to know if you can cook that. If you're going to put that cook that fish in potatoes, right? In case I'm not by now.
And that third potatoes, then you
can. Is that third potatoes? Now can you do that? Is that third potatoes flesh? That's what we want.
So it's the third step.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeshlach. Ibn tam echad bekliu beis ba'oicha kaseder azeh. What's the opposite case? Dafka. Odemuah din lehepich. Let's assume it's only a pot. What happens from food to a pot? Does it have to be a pot for the food? What if it's reverse? Lehepich. You first had in the food, then you put it in the pot. Odemuah din lehepich. Tam echad ba'oicha beis bekliushari. So it's similar to his first shayla. He's just saying, granted, it's only by a pot. But if it's only the first time, now does this make sense to you? Like, should it make a difference if it's the first or the second? In other words, because the first not bar not, the first not is to be weakened in the walls of a pot. If that first not was so strong, so then even if it goes to a wall of a pot, it won't be called not bar not. Does it have to be the first time was in a pot or whatever? If the first time was in a food and then it went into a pot. Od yeshlach. Iyaya maichal abulua charif. This is a great one. Iyaya maichal abulua charif.
What are you saying now? I'm sorry.
In Prima Gun, sixth line. Oh, it's third chakir.
Okay. Oh, yeshlach. Yeah. Iyaya maichal abulua.
Iyaya maichal abulua charif. It's very sharp. Imani bay not bar not.
Because it's more...
No, it's probably not. Yeah.
No different than the Simone.
All right. So we said like
it's the same thing as the Simone.
Yeah, it's
Simone was not.
Calculated Simone. Amay chablu a charif. Yeah, if it's very sharp, what's his svara? Because it's very strong taste.
It's more concentrated. It's more. Yeah,
it's
more potent.
It's charif.
It's more potent.
So it could be there's no hetem not barnat.
But in charif 60 wouldn't work if it's very charif, right?
Now beis not barnat is also right. What does that not barnat beisim mean? Let's say something. The first time was asa. The first time was asa.
It's a milchik a pot into a piece of meat. And right. Then you want to take that piece of meat and you want
to... Well, let's not use basa v'chalav, because that's chaticha mas neveh. Let's let regular, we have tam of iser.
Tam of iser went into
some food. So if that food you cook with something else, so that's asa. It's only not bar not, the hetera. But if the first not is this,
is this so?
Then it us is the second not. Is that midaraisa midrabon? He wants to know beisa. That's his next shayla. Uh-huh. Not bar not disur is us.
If he had treifa.
Yeah, not bar not is only the hetera. It's milchiks, it's fleishes.
Milchiks and fleishes, but if he had a treifa.
So then not bar not is not mutter.
Or chaza, or whatever.
So is that midaraisa midrabon? Maybe it's only midrabon. Maybe the raisa and two knots is mutter anyway. Maybe it's only midrabon and not bar not of isur. Gam, idafka tam basa, balua bikli, umisham the dogim, and not by not. This one I wasn't sure what it means. Aval chalav tzolol b'kli. What does it mean? Chalav tzolol.
Clear.
Clear milk b'kli. Avi mamish aloshna. What was this? This I was surprised about. Well, that's chalav tzolol b'kli. It's only basar, only fleishiks. But chalav tzolol is called be'ed. What's he thinking here? Chalav tzolol b'kli. Avi mamish aloshna. It's only fleishiks. Fleishiks. Fleishiks is not barnat. But chalav tzolol is like ben. I didn't. Why? What is he thinking there?
What's chalav tzolol?
Look
away.
Look what he says later. I like this right.
Away. If you make cheese.
Skip about 10 lines of im. You see those big words. Mm-hmm. It goes back to that old shayla. Machal shabulah b'kli charif. Not. Remember, Rav said, hey, this thing is so sharp. The Gemara told the story, Rav lo b'feirshit me'mechlale itmar. And the Gemara told the story that Rav tasted it. It was not barnatic. He said, it gives such. So the Gemara did say, the Gemara said, that thing, it's very strong.
Right.
Said Chani Hasim the Dov Shmari Tuva. So Mashma the Dover Kharif Abululo Shah not Barnat. That story. Because Mar says there's no Ryan.
It won't work. It won't Lomani, as he said initially.
Yeah, because the Gemara says no Ryan could be Rav holds, not Barnat is mutter. But that was very strong.
That's why it's
you see that something strong could be was very nice Ryan. He talks about at the end, not by not the Isur, the Rice, the Rabbanon. He says, Mashma, the Rice from Maturus Arashba. Okay, I want to show you a Rabbi Kivega, a nice Rabbi Kivega on the first sheet. Yeah, he quotes the Prima God. Mishpat Zav, first Rabbi Kivega, this is a Mishpat Zav, this is our Prima God we learned. Mashma, Dover, Charif, Abulor, Lashach, not by not. Means a ride from the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say Rav holds not Barnat is us. He says, oh, this is such a strong taste. So the Gemara says, it's no Raya. That thing was very...
very strong.
It was very strong. Yeah. So you see by Dar Kharf.
He wouldn't say that.
So the Gemara brings a ride from Aran against the Prima Gadim. Mimashik Shaid Amin Falohi Shani Asim Dinav Shmaritve. So the Ran asks, why'd Rav say that? So what's Rav didn't mean not by not his us. He was just saying, oh, this is so strong. So what's Rav saying? That was a kayent. It sounds like Vaiva. Tim came to my Omar Rav Yav Tamakulei. Why did he say it? Kindlefka nafkamina ladina. Oh, but according to the Prima Gadim's right, it's a nafkamina ladina.
Depends how you're looking at it.
But the Ran asks. So the Ran asks on the Gemara. So why did Rav say it? He's just saying, he's not saying any halacha. He's just saying, this has a strong taste. But according to the Prima Gadim, Adrabah.
That's good for the way he's saying.
That Dabar Chav. See from the Ran's gotcha, not like the Prima Gadim. But he can nafkamina ledina. Ladun mi zed the babalu chav, lavi not by not. Al karch den ledamas Dabar Chav. Lazer. So that's what
Kivega. We don't worry about it.
We don't worry about it. If that would be so the Ran shouldn't have asked this question. In the Pesachet Shuvah, he brings the Mishpat Sos Echad. He brings the Shail again, Pesachet Shuvah Aleph. I'm Ber Heitev, I'm Prima Gadim. Our Mishpat Sos, this little Prima Gadim. Shekosav.
B'shem Sharei.
Dura. They not by not Ela B'kli.
Oh, as opposed to a food.
He says, we skipped that piece. He says it's a wrong nusach. He brings from a tshuvas pnei aryeh.
The
kavachomer mikli.
Right.
Why? I'll tell you why. He says it's a kavachomer mikli. Say not, but in the Kli, certainly in food. You know what I think? Yes.
Because it has a dilution of the other
food. Food has its own taste. Yes. The Kli. Right. Kli has almost no taste in it.
It's neutral.
Yeah. It's a food. Says it's far faket. It's far faket. So he says it's even by Kli, certainly by food. Yeah, become a chomani Kli.
But it's not.
Well, we're always, all the time, we're always speaking by Yomino. Without Yomino, there's no time. As we come a chomani Kli, it's a chomani Kli, it's a chomani Kli. מאחד מהרבה מהתו שהגיסו עושה בכף, נתחב כף, כף לקטר שבס, בשי שנגד לכם, עכשיו לשאולים את העושה. What's his case here? כוס בתו של שסויר. You have a barley, some barley stuff. Barley cereal. שנית אין לצורך על חמה. כמו איך אומר בואי מהתו של. 1/40th. Makes sense, right? Put in 1/40th of butter. So it's not butter. Shegisu also bekaf, and you mixed it with mixed a spoon. So now that spoon lechayra is
milchus.
V'achach nitchav akaf lekteir shabasa. Now that kaf, you stuck it in a fleshy kabat. Shein bo shishim neger achema. There's no 60 times of the butter. By the way, you know you don't say chatich atzvanatz nevela. On milchiks of fleshiks, that everyone agrees.
You do say it.
You don't say it.
You don't?
You don't say it. You only say it. No, it means you only need 60 kenegah the butter. You know, even though the barley is taste of the butter,
no, you don't,
but you need, that would be chatich atzvanas nevela. But that's only nevela.
You
don't say chatich atzvanas nasachala. Nobody holds that way. That's what you say in your day.
But if you mix it with meat,
you only need 40 else. Times of the butter. The butter got mixed up in barley. So barley is tam butter. Now it's the butter got mixed up in barley. Not all that barley is milchiks, because tam of butter.
But
you only need 60 times of
the butter.
The butter. Because you don't say chaticha atzmanase.
If the piece of meat, that piece of meat becomes nevela, and if it goes in...
That's a regular case. But here we're talking about when the butter gets time in the soil.
Yeah, so then, of course not.
The Aser. Now what is this? Why? So what is this? Is this not by not? So... It's not by not. It went from the food into the ladle, and then from the ladle. So is it really not by not? Is that called already not by not? The ladle. Bizlachar goes straight from the butter into the ladle. Unless all the butter disappeared, you mean the butter is balua in the barley.
In the maichel.
The butter is now balloon in the meichel.
Right.
And now you stuck a ladle in there, so it's not by not in the ladle.
Right.
So he says no, because he's being matin not by not even the aser. Lo mi boy lechem shenitin letav shel gush shel soirim. Uchios b'dol dayinim bein not by not. Sheefshe shenichnes achem a kula lesoch asoirim. See, that's the shaila. Is the butter completely absorbed in the body, or there's some... I would think the butter completely gets absorbed. No, not necessarily. See, it depends how long, you know. Butter can, you know, right.
It's fine. You need to melt properly. Right.
So he says there's some ban. He's worried about... Yeah, see, if all the butter... Yeah. There's some ban.
Yeah.
Well, it depends if you cook it long enough. If you are...
What
is
he saying?
El afilu hayatav shul kula rotav asar.
Atav shul kula rotav asar.
So let's see. El afilu hayatav shul kula rotav asar. So there's no ban in the butter. The butter melted in the liquid. So why is it now not by not? So the butter...
Not by not. El abakli. O b'chaticha shabala basa o chalav.
Shabalu anechaz v'nidakav. Of a rotav ice is by liquid.
Rotav lo shech lo b'li akval.
He says there's no not by not by liquid. It's only by solid. He's saying by liquid there's no not by not.
Yeah, well, I don't get that.
The right of Shabbat Belia.
It's still bad.
Yeah, because it's not really balua. Right, it's not really balua.
Why can't it get? It can't get. Mixed, it can't get. It can't
it get. Doesn't mixed. Get balua in liquid.
Why? It's, not to be banned. It's like two items that together.
Why?
Together,
it's liquid. All. It mixes up. Get some.
Yeah,
acid.
But it's like, this is like you say.
It's all, two separate.
When something gets mixed up, the solid. So it's bottle. It's in the solid. Liquid. It's not mavatal anything. It's just that the butter is like butter and liquid.
Okay.
It's called taruves. Very interesting.
Butter in particular doesn't cause the butter. The fat will float.
We don't hold that. We hold that.
That always floats to the top.
Is that a factor?
I don't know. I don't know how we hold. I don't know if we hold like.
It sounds very complicated. Most foods
are very big chumra. It's a new chumra that we see. It's enough that we're saying.
Most foods are in between.
I don't even know how we possibly. I mean, that for not the gabi food. I don't even know.
Most
that.
Foods are in between. It's not totally solid or liquid. It's like it's a double gush. Right.
Yeah. Well, he means liquid. He means liquid. If it's liquid, he's saying there's no het of not by not. Only wow. Solid.
That's complicated. It's almost sticky.
Very hot to pass in your day.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.